have somebody kept the score, you know, have somebody just like the umpire. We'd have an umpire, but we'd have somebody be the scorekeeper. And he just, all he done is just sat around and kick his stick. And if Possum Hole could make a score, he put a notch in the Possum Hole side. And if West Sandy made a score, he put it in the West Sandy side. And well, no question about it, he could look and count the notches and see who was ahead, who was behind.
That sounds like a good
one. He had to be kind of a dependable fella, you know. It wouldn't be that you didn't think he'd cheat. Kind of like the umpire, you know. You're supposed to be responsible, the notch keeper.
Yeah.
Well, then we finally got paper and pencil and sat down and draw the names. I mean, sat down the names and put the tallies, what we call them tallies, you know, but it's just when they'd make a run, you know, make a home run. Not a home run, but just make a score, you know.
Well, being out this far out in the country, I don't guess you're very bothered with traveling salesmen or anything like that, are you?
No, we never was. We never was out here. It bothered with traveling salesmen hard at all. Nothing only, just sometimes people come through wanting to sell vacuum cleaners or something like that, but not too often for that. It just wasn't enough business for them, you know, to pay them to travel as much as they'd have to travel to stand a chance of making the sales that they might stand a chance to make, you know. Of course, there's been some. They come through advertising aluminum siding and stuff to go on your house and paints or something like that. Sometimes, but not too often. Not enough to bother you much. And of course, these ladies, they sell this Avon products and stuff like that. You know, they have those salesmen, cosmetics, stuff like that. They come through every once in a while, but very, not much.
Well, if a salesman came to the door and your wife said, well, dinner's ready, come on and eat, and you know, you didn't like that salesman being there anyway, you know, you say, well, I'll be there just as soon as I can, what would you say? Get what to that man?
Well, you mean if the salesman would come to the door and your wife would ask him to dinner?
But no, sir. If your wife was in the kitchen and she said dinner was ready, huh? And the salesman was at the door and you were trying to, you know, get, you know,
well,
if you wanted to eat and he wouldn't leave, what would you say to him?
Well,
to her,
as a usual thing, we'd usually ask him to come on in and eat lunch with us. You know, as a general thing, you know. But in case you did say, well, I'm in the process of eating my meal. Just to have a seat, just join my seat, and I'll be with you as soon as I get through with my meal, you know. You might possibly not even have enough for an extra person, you know. You might just be eating a little bitty old snack, you know, which you do sometimes. People do, just home folks, and every once in a while, they just go and eat, just kind of eat some leftovers or something like that, you know, especially for supper. Of course, now, for meal, they usually cook your noon meal, as a general thing.
Well, if you didn't want him there anyway, you'd already asked him to leave once or twice, you know, and he hadn't done it, you know. Something you weren't interested in at all.
No, just say I'm not interested at all, and we're busy. And if you have to get kind of ugly about it, you can, you know. You say if he just persistent and staying and bothering you, just say we're busy and we just don't care to be bothered now. We're having our meal and we're busy at work.
And so that would get.
And we don't want anything. And if he had any sense at all, he'd leave, you know.
And so that would get whatever.
Huh?
That would get
the results, I think, and get him to leave that.
Did you say that get shut of him or?
Yeah, get shut of him or get rid of him. Red, you know, got rid of him. You just say red.
And what if you were in school or something, you had a pencil on your desk and you went out of the room and came back and it was gone, you'd say, Who
stole my pencil?
Did you ever hear anything else used there? Any other word?
Hooked. Somebody hooked my pencil. Hooked. A lot of times they say hooked. I don't know why they use hooked for it, but they do.
What about it, sir?
They did use hooked. I know, I've heard them say lots of somebody hooked my pencil.
What if you came out here and the car and the boat were going out of the garage? You'd say,